Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
Well, today on Finishing Well with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, our topic is eating from the tree of investments. And it occurs to me that, you know, Adam and Eve, there they were in the garden, and the serpent, you know, did his thing. And Eve essentially had a choice, that she could eat from the tree of knowledge or she could eat from the tree of life. And I think we know where she went. The interesting thing is, had she eaten from the tree of life, she would have lived forever. It was everlasting. And interestingly, as I've been listening to Hans on these different types of investments as we finish well, you know, there's everlasting investments. I didn't realize that. The ones that would go on and on. But it almost seems to me similar as we look at some of the investments. You know, it takes a great deal of knowledge to manage them. And the Bible is pretty clear that knowledge puffs up, but love, you know, builds up. And so in eating of life, which we know is Jesus, then, you know, that builds up for the body. It brings health and true wealth. So getting in that, as I described that, Hans, you know, this is a big deal. You know, here, we have a lot of wealth in this country, and people are going to decide in these waning years, you know, where they're going to go with that. And I never had thought about it, but there are everlasting investments.
Well, yeah. I mean, many of our clients come to us at age 64 and a half. I mean, it's, as you know, we're in the Medicare supplement, Medicare Advantage. We're in the Medicare business at Cardinal Advisors and CardinalGuide.com. And so we have people all over the country that are going on Medicare for the first time, and they're coming to us for that advice. And then we use that from a business purpose, as that's how we meet people. And so we serve them well in that. And then many of these folks end up hiring us to do retirement planning for them. A lot of them are not even aware of the need for this. And where that leads to is we've got to look at all they've got, all their sources of income, all their assets, money, retirement accounts, and then we need to learn a bit about them and learn about their needs, learn about their desires, their wants, their fears, their concerns, things that they love, things that they're afraid of, and put together a package and a plan. Really, it's a plan to live off of their money the rest of their life. And of course, we don't know how long that life is going to be. And then when we've got a married couple, we don't know how long both of them are going to be alive. We don't know when the first one's going to die. And then we don't know how long the second one is going to live as a single individual, or what they're going to do, whether they're going to remarry, or whether they're going to need. I mean, there's just so many uncertainties in retirement. And so drawing back about what today's show is about is when people have savings and retirement savings, so how do we plan this out? How do we get this properly allocated? How do we get it invested in the right things so that they can meet all their goals? And the biggest fear that these folks have, from my experience, and this is validated in a lot of research, is getting old, sick, and running out of money, and becoming dependent upon their children or depending upon the state, like in Medicaid, and really losing control of their finances and just kind of their well-being. That fear, it's probably not as laid out that well, but when you really dig in with these folks, as we do when we're doing retirement planning, that's really kind of the number one fear. And we have some ways to plan for that so that we can certainly reduce that.
So, you know, as I think about that, and it is one of the seven worries, you know, post-retirement investments. It's at the website at cardinalguide.com. And, of course, you can get the whole workbook download, you know, absolutely free by looking at the Seven Worries tab. We've talked about that many times. There's a PDF there for free, or you can order the book. But worry takes away life, right?
So it does.
Just having the worry, like, man, you know. But it's an interesting thing, is that as I've had a chance to sit down with you, and I think the listeners, if they would take the time to read this chapter or get a little bit of an understanding, that there are strategies that clearly you would know beyond the shadow of a doubt that you are not going to run out of money. You're not going to run out of the principal that you originally put in. And there's other things that, you know, literally a lot of people are involved in that they're risking their lunch money and they don't even know they're doing it.
Well, they are. So let's talk about the stock market and investing in stocks and bonds and allocating, which we do as professionals. We're not doing that on the show here. I'm not offering any stocks or investments, but we're just talking about them. But when I take it back to our clients and our audience, for 50, 60, 70% of our audience, stocks are just off the table. They're either in them in some level and they want to get out of them, or they've got this retirement money, they've got their savings, they're going, you know, and they're not in it, but they're just, it's off the table. They don't want to get in them. So it really brings us to the question, which I sent to you this morning, which is really, where can I invest my money if it's not the stock market? Okay. Where can I invest my money or part of my money in such a way that I can draw principal and not run out of money? I mean, you just look at a simple formula. Is if you put your money in CDs and you're getting between 1% and 2%, it's actually gone up a little bit lately, but I mean, it's just still in that area of 1% to 2%. I mean, so if you draw any more than 2% out, which a lot of folks need to do that, where's the point where you just run out of money? And it's certainly before the end of a long life.
Right. And bonds, of course, I honestly knew very, very little about bonds and probably still know, you know, not enough to even begin to speak on it. But, oh, my word. There, you know, if interest rates start to go up, you would think would be a good thing, but it can be a bad thing. And, oh, my word.
For the people that hold bonds, I mean, just for the purposes of the show, you can get in deeper in my book, but if interest rates, like they have done over the last little bit here, they've gone up, all the people that are holding bonds, the value of those bonds decreases every time interest rates go up.
And so, you know, again, it's given me something to worry about. If I've got my money tied up in the stock market that's up and down, or I got my money tied up, especially if it's my lunch. I understand if I got money to risk, but if it's literally the money I need to live out the rest of my life, it seems like it would be real, real good to have everlasting money, Hans.
Well, yeah, and it is, as long as you understand the risks, and you're not relying on this money when you get very old, so, and you've got enough safe money somewhere else, stock market's a great thing. I'm glad we have it. It creates the capital markets. It creates new businesses. It creates jobs. It creates wealth for people that have accumulated things. I have some of my own money in the stock market, and you know, it's doing very well, thank you. And many of you listening do, and we've just been on a good run on that for, I mean, I don't want to start quoting years and times, but it's been a long time since 2009, and we've been lulled a little bit to sleep. And our expectations have grown to where we just expect to make a substantial return every year. And what's scary about that is that all of that could be wiped out in a short order with some really bad news hitting the news channels and really getting investors to just start going in the other direction.
So the great news is you've got an example in your workbook of an investor who took advantage of this other plan that you're describing, and the essentially annuities that, you know, wow, you look at it and it looks like no matter what, she's got her income coming based on her investment.
Well, yeah. So most folks that we bring in, a lot of them don't really have a clue of like what they want to do with their money, and they've got a lot of fears, but a lot of them pretty much assume that what we're going to do is we're just going to put it in the stock market and we're going to get a return. And we certainly do that with some clients. But what we do first is, like I said earlier, we're going to sit down and figure out, you know, what portion of your money is that you can't afford to lose, and you're going to need to live off of this, or you're going to need to have it available for you, to you for the rest of your life. And about the best product that we can come up with for some of your money is an annuity of one form or another. And I know that there's a lot of bad press out there about annuities, and people will talk that they have high fees, that they're sold inappropriate to older folks. And to some degree, they've developed a bad name. And what I want to do is, first of all, I want to acknowledge that. And the fees can be high in annuities, but what I want to talk about a little bit is what you get for those fees. And I also want to talk a little bit on the other side. We represent about 30 different companies that sell annuities. We have the ability to represent up to about 60, and over 1,000 different contracts that we can make available to our customers. And so we certainly don't explain all 1,000 to them. So let's dig into the subject matter now that I've positioned it. And this example that's in the workbook really talks about a person who put half of her money in this particular annuity that would guarantee that she could turn on an income at a future point in time. And once she turns on the income, she would be guaranteed that amount for the rest of her life. So even if the annuity ran out of money, she would still be getting a check if she lived on up into her 90s and 100s.
So it's kind of like everlasting money, you know, just from somebody on the outside.
Well, it's like your Social Security check.
Right.
So, and, you know, I mean, I just had a client who just experienced this. I mean, she's now turning on the money. She bought these annuities when she was in her early 60s. She's now up there at 68 or 69 years old. These annuities are 6, 7, 8 years old. And we held back $100,000 of her money, and then we put the balance of her money in two different annuities. So we can play around with this a little bit. But we let these annuities bake for 6 or 7 years. That's what the $100,000 was about. And we created her an income of $1,800 a month, which she needed in addition to her Social Security check just to live. So she between those two, she's got about $3,500 a month, and she's just happy as she can be. And she spent that $100,000 down to nothing, you know, over several years. And so now it's time to turn on one of the annuities. And so we turned on one of the annuities for, you guessed it, $1,800 a month, because
right,
we predicted all this. And that $1,800 a month coming out of one of the annuities is guaranteed for the rest of her life. So if she doesn't need any additional income for the rest of her life, the other one can just sit there and accumulate. And she doesn't really need to, she can pull out 10% of the other one, which has about $200,000 in it. She can pull out 10% at any time she wants. So she's got she had three different investments with us. One was a cash account invested in bonds that didn't really yield that much that she spent down. The other was an annuity that had a guaranteed future income that she just turned on. And then the other one was, could create a guaranteed future income if that's what she ends up deciding to do, or it could just be a savings account that's sitting there that she can pull from anytime she wants.
Right, man. Plus be part of her estate. So you're listening to Finishing Well with Certified Financial Planner Hans Scheil. Today's show, living on the tree of investments, so to speak. We'll be back in just a minute. Go to cardinalguy.com for more.
We hope you are enjoying Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuy.com. Visit CardinalGuy.com for free downloads of previous shows, including episodes about Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Han's best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, plus the accompanying workbook. If you want to follow along with today's topic, download free PDFs at CardinalGuy.com by going to the 7 Worries tab of today's show topic. Just scroll down to useful documents. Once again, for free resources, past shows, or to get Han's book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, or the workbook, go to cardinalguide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on Finishing Well Radio Show and send us a word. Once again, that's cardinalguide.com. cardinalguide.com. Now, back to Finishing Well, brought to you by cardinalguide.com.
Welcome back to Finishing Well with certified financial planner Han Scheil. His book, of course, we always want to talk about is The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement. And it, you know, you've got the book, you've got the workbook. They're all available there at cardinalguide.com. Today's show is essentially eating from the tree of investments, how that may work as a comparison to what, you know, Eve was faced with, eating from the tree of knowledge, or was she going to eat from the tree of life? And, you know, what the worry is that if you decide to take on all the responsibility of all that knowledge and all those things that you want to go into. So, you know, one of the questions that I think a lot of listeners and even I have would be, well, where can you put your retirement savings, earn a decent return, if you don't want to risk losing your money in stocks?
And the answer to that, in many cases, is fixed indexed annuities. And so with a heavy emphasis on the decent return part.
Well, just as a totally ignorant soul that I am, what does that mean, fixed indexed annuities, okay, as opposed to unfixed indexed annuities?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so a fixed indexed annuities, you just look at the three words, okay? So the first word is fixed, meaning that there's not an uncertain return or there's not an uncertain loss. I mean, you have certainty. Okay. It's fixed as opposed to variable. So you've got a fixed. And then the next word is indexed. And indexed is like the S&P 500, the Russell 2000. I mean, there's a whole number of indexes out there. And so your return is going to be based upon a percentage of the index.
Okay.
And then the word annuity, which is a program that you're investing in. It's somewhat like the opposite of life insurance. It's with a life insurance company, and it creates an income that you can't outlive. In other words, an income for life. So fixed indexed annuities, and with an emphasis on you're depositing money into the annuity, but you pay your premium. And then the insurance company is guaranteeing that the worst return you're going to get in any given year is zero. So if you put this money in there, you cannot go backwards. If the index that you're basing this on, the S&P 500 index, if that's the example, goes backwards for a year, so you would effectively lose money if you had your money in the S&P 500, with this product, your balance, the insurance company is guaranteeing that you'll make zero in that year. So in any down years, your return is just you get to keep
which
your money.
Which that has to do with the principal, that not necessarily what the income or the payments you're receiving from an annuity would be if you turn them on, as you talked about in the previous segment.
This is during the accumulation period. And so then you say, well, okay, so now I know I'm not going to lose any money. How much money am I going to make? Well, there's an up market. Well, there's as many different formulas for this as you can know. They are a bit confusing. That's another place that these things are criticized for. That's where we can help you and make some sense of them. But typically 50, 60, 70% of the return, maybe as much as 80% of the return of the S&P 500. And so we have many clients getting very nice returns in the up years that we've been enjoying. on their money that they really don't have at risk because it's in. So in other words, if the S&P 500 went up 10% from year to year for your annuity year, and you were on 70% of that, then you would earn 7% on money that's not at risk. So if the S&P 500 went down 10%, you would just earn zero in that year. So that's where the high fees, that's part of the place the high fees can come in, is the insurance company is guaranteeing you won't lose money, but letting you participate in the upside. And they got to charge a fee for that.
Right. And so when you say fees, where do the fees apply to what?
Okay. So the fees are going to apply to, for starters, is that if you're talking about an S&P 500 return and it earned 10% and you only get 70% of that or 60%, I mean, there's a fee. Is the difference between that and 100%.
Right.
The second place you're going to have fees is in where you have purchased a rider, which is separate from all this of what we're talking about, and it guarantees an income to you, an income for life, starting at a point in the future. A little confusing to get into. The example that you brought up in the book is people typically buy these riders on these fixed indexed annuities, which are really a way to guarantee an income for life, and it's going to be a larger income for life the longer you wait to turn it on. So you can buy one of these things at 64 and have a plan to wait to draw on it till you're 70, and once you turn on the income at 70, then that income amount is guaranteed for the rest of your life, no matter how the annuity performs or how the stock market performs.
So essentially, you're sitting there, if once you've made this particular decision, with your Social Security as it's coming for life, your annuity's coming for life, and so you're sitting there, and what's there to worry about?
Well, yeah, and typically we don't put all people's money in this. I mean, like the example in the book, the one place we had put $255,000 of this lady's money in there, with an uncertain time as to when we're going to start drawing on it. And it lays out in the book all the options she would have. But I happen to know this lady had an additional $250,000. So we essentially put half her money in this annuity. The other $250,000 we invested in the stock market and bonds for her. And she's drawing from that on an as-needed basis. And she's also paying taxes on the gain every year, but she has a total liquidity to the money so that if she needed it for something, she could get it just very easily.
So what happens if she's been pouring this money and she had the 250 in the stock market and she's living off that? This annuity's baking, as you said.
Yeah.
So it's obviously rising. Now she dies. What happens then?
Well, I mean, so what's left in her account that's in the stock market is just going to go straight to her son, who's her only living survivor. And so let's just say there's 150 of that left. And so that's going to go straight to him. And of this annuity is, if this is 5 years from now, the cash value of the annuity, which will be more than the 255 that she put in there, will just be paid out to the beneficiary.
So annuities have beneficiaries like a life insurance policy?
Yeah, they avoid probate. I mean, that's the beauty of that. Yeah.
Oh, so that's not even coming through the will. It's coming straight
to the beneficiary. Now, he's going to owe income taxes on the growth of that annuity. So, in other words, if that 255 had grown to 300 and then she dies, it goes to him, he's going to have a taxable event of 45 grand. But we have ways to postpone that and stretch that out as well.
But he's getting a check for 300. So
he's getting a check for 300. So more than likely, he's just going to take the check, pay the taxes on the 45.
So that's one situation. So let's say that she turned the thing on,
okay,
and it's starting to pay out, and she passes away. Then what happens?
Okay, it's starting to pay out. She passes away. And so, you know, it just, we looked at the example in the book. If she had started the income at 81, the income was going to be $27,349 for the rest of her life.
Right.
And then, as you said in the example, let's just say that she passed away in 4 years after that. Well, they're simply going to take the cash value of that annuity minus the $27,349 that she'd drawn out for 3 years, and they're going to pay that out to him as a beneficiary.
So simply, you know, you're guaranteeing the income. She has a guaranteed income of this, but then anything that isn't used is part of your estate.
Right. The other alternative is if she lives to 100, this thing's not going to have any cash value in it. In fact, it's probably in the early 90s going to get to a cash value of zero, and so the insurance company is going to be paying this $27,349 to her for like 7, 8 years, 9 years, just out of their own money. And then when she dies, there is going to be no cash value to go on to him. He's going to be pretty old at that point himself, and nobody's going to be too worried about that, but I want to connect it back. That's where the fees come in, is the insurance company has liabilities that some of these people, they're going to have to pay out this money beyond the existence of the money.
And so it's obvious to me that there's a lot of stuff that you've studied and learned, and then you have how many different companies that you do annuities with?
We've got over 30 companies, and we've got about 1,000 different products.
Okay, so you've got all that.
We have mastery of, and we know where it's appropriate to use which ones.
And then you've got stock strategies, bond strategies. You've got all this information, and so the thing that just, you know, strikes me between the eyes is, man, I got to find somebody that I can trust. With many counselors, plans succeed, and it'd be nice to know somebody who understands the ins and outs of one of these things. And clearly, if it's not Hans, we got to find somebody that we can trust to walk through, you know, what.
So this is who you want to look for. I mean, you want to look for, first and foremost, I mean, you want to look for a Christian, and then you want to look for a fiduciary, because there's many Christians out there hawking insurance products or hawking investments that aren't fiduciaries, okay?
So just as another ignorant, I apologize. What's a fiduciary?
A fiduciary is a term, I mean, we could do a whole show on that, but at its heart is we're required by law to put our clients' interests ahead of our own, okay? I mean, in other words.
I get it completely.
Yeah.
That, you know, I was a car salesman a lot of years, and I've seen car salesmen that treated customers as you know, that their interests were ahead of their own, and I saw ones that treated the customer's interest first, and I could tell you which one succeeded too.
That's why I need a multitude of product offerings, because I need to be able to show what I recommended to my client in a specific situation was better than the other alternatives I could have.
Right. Well, I hate that we're out of time, because you could see we could go for a while.
Yeah.
But for more information, for a free copy of the book, go to Cardinal Guide. You got to put the guide after the cardinal. CardinalGuide.com. Of course, you can contact Hans directly, download all these chapters on investments for free, or just ask him for the entire book or the workbook. Hans, great time again today. I'm constantly learning, and, you know, I can go out and share with my friends. I know what a fiduciary is.
Sure.
Thanks.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and the workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, go to CardinalGuide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's CardinalGuide.com. CardinalGuide.com.